Hello, good morning.
Hi, Julian. Good
Morning, Claudia.
morning. Hi, Chair.
What's
We just
going?
wanted to check your sound to see if everything is okay.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Good
Hello,
morning.
Renata. Good morning to all.
Good
Hope you are all
morning.
doing well.
Morning.
Good morning. We are going to admit everybody now, okay, Patrick?
Yeah, please do.
Hi Patrick, hi colleagues, hi colleagues. Hi Renata.
Hi, how
Hi,
are you?
how are you?
I'm
Good to see you.
good to
Good
see you
morning,
all.
everyone. Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
Hi,
hi.
good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good
Good morning, all. Morning, morning. Morning. Good afternoon, Fazalana.
No, actually, I'm East Coast, Central Time right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, Patrick. How are you?
Oh, fine, 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 Helena.
Okay.
Oh, great to see all of you. Really, very nice.
Don't know, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I got it's Ramadan in Jordan, you know.
Oh, you are fasting, yes.
Yeah, we are fasting. Yeah. Most likely, we will finish this week, or Ramadan will finish by next Sunday.
How is the weather in Washington? Do you have cherry blossom?
Yes, the flowers are starting to come. It's pretty. It's a bit chilly. It was raining yesterday. It's a bit cold, but it's nice. Last week was beautiful. We had beautiful days, very warm, like real spring, even though it was the last day of winter, but now it's a bit chilly. But it's getting better. It's the time of the year that I enjoy because it's getting better. Each day gets better. Yes.
I remember the advisory committee last year in March. It was during beautiful sunny days, so we were able to enjoy the cherry blossom.
Oh, nice. Yeah, maybe for next year. I'm planning to do around this time. I will share more information at the end of the meeting. But if it was this week, for example, it's beautiful with the cherry blossom. Yeah. Mr. Chair, I think we are ready.
So thank you, Renata, and greetings to all the participants. I'm happy to see that you are a quiet number attending this second meeting of the other group established by the AP41. I think for this meeting, there is an agenda, a draft agenda, which has been prepared and circulated. I would kindly request the secretariat to display our draft agenda for our meeting. As you can see, this is our second meeting. The kickoff meeting was held on the 28th of January. And what we are intending to do for this meeting is first to go through the adoption of the kickoff meeting summary, review again the TORs for the coordinator and the vice coordinators. And presentation of the working group membership based on the information that we have received from the regional vice chairs, and also that we have received for this meeting one contribution to our work, which is a contribution from the Director General And then we will also address, if any, further contribution on the submitted for our meeting and conclude with A or B. So with that, I submit the draft agenda for adoption. Any comments to the agenda? If not, then the agenda is approved. Before maybe going to the second point, I would maybe request the Director General if he has any opening remarks to share with us. DG, please.
Thank you, Chair and colleagues. A very good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Want to welcome you to this meeting, in addition to what the Chair has remarked, and want to thank you for making time to join us. We know that there are a lot of other competing events, so it's a pleasure you're able to join us in the numbers that we have. We plan on having a series of meetings, of course, following this one. But suffice to say that for this particular meeting, we have prepared a contribution, which we thought would be a kickoff sort of contribution. And hopefully after that, depending on what is agreed, we'll be able to see what sort of documentation we prepared subsequent to today's meeting. So with those remarks, I think I'd like to just ask Chair to proceed, and thank you all.
Thank you very much, DG. So, next in our agenda is the adoption of the summary of our kickoff meeting. The draft has been circulated to the members. I think it's more than 1 month ago. I will just ask the meeting if there is any comments to the draft summary which has been circulated. I see no hand raised, so thank you. So the summary from our first meeting is adopted. Thank you. So next is to look at the TORs for the coordinators and the vice coordinators. If you remember very well, we have discussed this during the kickoff meeting. We have agreed on a sort of grouping for the different TORs based on similarity on the issues which are dealt with. So I would kindly request the secretariat once more to recall what the grouping that we agreed to, and also the appointed coordinators and vice coordinators for the different grouping. You have the floor, please.
Thank you
Yeah,
very
sorry, I was going to say DDG Renata will take us through this tight agenda item. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much, Director General. So we are very pleased to let you know that we have finalized the grouping, all the proposed coordinators, all the leadership for the working group, and we are very grateful for all your support. So for the first group of terms of reference 1, 3, and 5, we have as coordinator Jamaica, Dr. Maria Myers Hamilton. Thank you very much for accepting this invitation. And for vice coordinator, we have South Africa, Mr. Frank Mincy. Thank you so much for accepting this. Then moving on, if you could scroll down, please, Eloisa, to terms of reference 2, 4, and 6. We have as coordinator, Mr. Nedal Al-Samara from Jordan. Thank you very much, Mr. Nedal, for accepting this invitation. And as vice coordinator, we have France, Mr. Thomas Welter. Also, we want to thank him for the support. Moving down to terms of reference 7, 8, and 9, we have Eloise, you can scroll down, please. We have as coordinator George Quisera from Rwanda. Thank you for accepting this invitation. And we have as vice coordinator Miss M. Revanti from India. Also, we wanted to express the appreciation. So with this, we have the whole group of coordinators and vice coordinators. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Fredata. And I would like also like to thank all those who volunteers to take up a role as a coordinator or vice coordinators for the different grouping that we have agreed to. I would also like to thank very much all the regional vice chair. They have been instrumental and particularly active in the facilitating the process of identifying the volunteers for taking up this role. I think that now that we have been able to identify the different coordinator and vice coordinators, that is really helpful in progressing our work. And from now, I think we can consider that we have achieved one of the our first step was to establish our structure regarding the how we should conduct our work. So once more, thank you very much to all. Thank you very much for those who have contributed and facilitating this process. And thank you also for the different parties who have made themselves available to provide some kind of support towards the work that we have been tasked to carry out through these other working groups. So, any general comments or any question regarding the issue and the TORs, coordinators and vice coordinators? I see no hand raised, so thank you very much. So let's move then to the next item, which is the presentation of the working group membership. If you recall, during our first meeting, it has been suggested that we identify in the different region a core representation for the parties that will be actively involved in the work of our other working group. For sure, we are just recalling the fact that it is just to facilitate the discussion to identify key person that will be involved in the process. And as indicated, also are guided by the AP, the participation to the working group meeting is open to all the parties. But I can see that with the involvement of the different regional vice chair and also the contribution for the parties, we have been able to identify a list of key person that have expressed their availability to participate actively to the work of the ad hoc working group. So I would once more handle to the secretariat to make a brief presentation of the list of registered members for the core presentation into this ad hoc working group. Renata, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I would like also to recognize the rapporteurs we have before we move to all the other participants. We have as rapporteurs George Kazangaki from Uganda and Nazgul Bagbasi from Turkey. And also, of course, we always have the support from our notifying administrations. I want to recognize and thank the UK, Mr. Callum Gray, and the US, Mr. Doug May. So moving on to Region A, we have a representation from Argentina, Brazil, Jamaica, and Paraguay, and of course, of our regional vice chair. So I wanted to thank all the members from the region for their active participation. And moving on to Region B, we have our vice chair, Dr. Bianca Lins, and we have representation from Belgium, France, and Turkey. And I would like to thank all the representation, all the representatives from their support. For Region C, we have Poland and Romania. Poland is our vice chair, and we have Romania, who is also the chair of our Assembly of Parties. And moving on to Region D, we have our regional vice chair, Dr. Solana João from Angola, and we have Algeria, Angola, Benin, Congo, Gabon, Ghana, Kenya, Morocco, Niger, Nigeria, Rwanda, South Africa, Tunisia, Uganda, Zimbabwe, and we have recently also have this the communication from participation from Mauritius, which will be added to the list. Moving on to Region E, we have our Vice Chair Jordan, Mr. Nedal Alsamara, and we have China and India as representatives. So we have a very comprehensive list of members, and we are very grateful for your support. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Renata, and thank you once more to the different parties for expressing also their interest in participating actively in the work of the ADA group. Thank you also once more to the regional vice chair. They have also supported the process of consultation amongst the region to identify the key person that are willing to be part of the core members of the ad hoc working group. And we have noted that today list which is displayed now on the screen, we would also add Mauritius, which has indicated their willingness also to be part of the core members for the ad hoc group. So thank you very much to all. I will then open the floor if there is any comment questions on the document. No hand raised, so thank you very much. So let's move on to item 5 on our agenda, which is a contribution from the Director General. These documents serve, I will say, by providing some kind of background on the different topics that we would have to address through the TORs as provided by AP40. I think this is a useful document that will help us to have a better insight on the different issue that we will have to address and see how we would plan for future. For our few meetings, considering having a better understanding on the key area where we should have to develop a recommendation to be submitted for the next AP. So I would then call upon the Director General or anyone else to introduce the document. DG?
Thank you very much, Chair. The contribution to the second meeting of the AP41 Working Group. In the introduction, we simply want to mention that builds upon the key decisions taken at AP40, that the ESO agreement should continue to be in effect and that ESO shall continue to fulfill all of its responsibilities and obligations as set forth in the agreement. And AP40, as you recall, addressed the difficult challenges that ESO had faced over the past several years, including those that arose from the Intelsat bankruptcy. And also during the pendency of the working group efforts, we had an additional complexity by virtue of the fact that Intelsat was to be acquired by SES. Now, to more properly address all these concerns, the Assembly established two working groups, AP40 Working Group 1 and AP40 Working Group 2, which would report to AP41 on measures necessary to secure an efficient and proper exchange of information between Intelsat and ESO. And also to establish improved arrangements that will assure proper funding of the organization on a going forward basis. We want to recall that in performing their work, both working groups considered key experiences of the past that had limited the function and existence of ESO. And it made recommendations that would mitigate such threats and ensure that going forward, ESO would be stronger, more effective, and responsive. Both working groups presented detailed reports on their efforts to AP41. And as a result, a single ad hoc working group was established by AP41 to continue and build upon the work previously undertaken by the prior working groups. And also take into account, of course, the recent developments in the satellite industry. One key thing in terms of objective of AP41 Working Group is to develop measures that are aimed at shaping a stronger, more effective, and responsive ITSO. And so specifically, 9 terms of reference for further inquiry were established, which will then guide the efforts of the AP41 Working Group. And as discussed at the first meeting of the working group on January 28th, this is meant to facilitate work efforts involved. Specific terms of reference were combined into three separate groupings. And so we have the groupings of the terms of reference into 1, 3, and 5 being the first grouping. And then we have a second grouping that consists of terms of reference 2, 4, and 6. And the third grouping that consists of terms of reference 7, 8, and 9. So, Chair, starting off with the overview of the terms of reference as established for AP41, what we have done is simply to highlight key areas out of the terms of references in these groupings and introduce these both in terms of specific concerns to the membership, I mean, to the working group, so that we all have a clear understanding and expectation of what should come from the working groups. I mean, from the terms of reference. And of course, during this meeting, if there are details that may have been omitted or there are issues that you would like to specifically include in terms of recognition, I think this would be the best time to be able to do so. In terms of the first grouping, the terms of reference generally focus on the importance of its source relationship with what is expected to be a combined SES Intelsat going forward. And so, term of reference 1, if I may just read out, it considered circumstances, expertise, and experience of ITSO to include a focus on strengths, weaknesses, and opportunities in the formulation of recommendation for a more successful ITSO, while including mechanisms to ensure the company provides the minimum required funding for ITSO. And just to recall that term of reference 1 is intended to address ways in which the unique relationship that we have with the 149 member states can facilitate an improved collaborative relationship with the combined SES Intelsat Business Enterprise. We know that while the ITSO agreement speaks of ITSO exercising supervisory control, that does not automatically mean that the relationship should be adversarial in nature. And so our mission, to a large extent, is meant to ensure that we have Intelsat during its ultimate business performance to ensure that it's success, because that is what will ensure that it is able to successfully fulfill the core principles. On the other hand, we also have to be concerned about the actions that ITSO takes. Such actions should not impede Intelsat's business success, because that would prevent Intelsat from fulfilling the core principles. And so, in light of this, it should be possible to more closely align our mandate as ITSO, assuring that the core principles achieved the business objectives of the combined company. In fact, rather than viewing the obligations to provide connectivity and coverage as burdensome or some sort of hardship, the obligations could instead be taken to represent features that can strengthen the combined company's business position and differentiate it in a positive way. That having been said, collaboration, however, can only succeed if ITSO has the ability to properly function. And so to better assure the ability of ITSO to function, the Working Group 1 focused on establishing a minimum funding level as a basis for reasonable funding to be provided by the company going forward. And also, a similar approach was taken with respect to the information that the PSA required to be provided to ITSO by the company. So that with that background, the AP41 working group should therefore assess to what extent and to what extent should assess the extent to which the progress has been made or progress has been made regarding this approach, and what additional measures, if necessary, may need to be undertaken. And of course, in this context, what will be important is to keep the working group to monitor closely what sort of negotiations have ended, or what sort of budget has been agreed between the Secretariat and Intelsat in terms of the financial year, for example, 26 and 27, and moving forward. We also need to keep close watch on the merger between SES and Intelsat, because our expectation is that when that takes place, there may be some of the issues may be addressed in a different way. And therefore, to ensure continuation That is something which the working group will need to keep in mind. With respect to term of reference 3, it's meant to review and make recommendations on possible ways to improve the PSA for better collaboration between Intelsat or any other operator and ITSO. And so to this extent, term of reference really 3 really focuses on what possible modifications to the PSA could strengthen the collaborative nature of the relationship between Intelsat and ITSO, and what can be done to clarify those areas that have not worked as originally envisioned. Here, what is key, I think some of the things we all know is that in terms of replenishment of the contingency fund, there is some sort of gray area. And the AP41 specifically, required the Director General to, if that issue cannot be addressed through the established PSA, to consider establishment of an alternative funding mechanism that could be available in the event that ITSO finds itself necessary to commence an arbitration proceeding against Intelsat pursuant to Article 6 of the PSA. So that's really a very important area, because these arbitrations, you can never sort of foretell whether they will come or they won't. The second issue is there were concerns raised by parties about the current lack of any meaningful enforceability mechanisms in the PSA. Specifically, that could include penalty provisions, for example, if the company doesn't perform or it partially performs the core principles. If that were to happen, how would you ensure, how what sort of penalties would you be able to impose on the company? So that's another some sort of area which within the PSA is not provided for, and the working group may wish to consider what ways that can be improved. There are other related measures for consideration, and those include, for example, the need to establish a regular periodic meeting of ITSO Intelsat to address elements, including the PSA, the need to assist Intelsat to address reports from Intelsat to ITSO so that they ensure they cover the elements expected from ITSO, the need to identify common areas of interest regarding ITU decisions that could affect the status of common heritage frequency assignments. And then finally, in the event that an operator other than Intelsat is selected to operate a satellite at a common heritage optimal position, ITSO will need to have a form of PSA that is appropriately tailored to the specific circumstances that would arise. Those are issues related to the PSA under this term of reference. Obviously, the elephant in the room is whether you want to start renegotiating the PSA, which is currently in place between Intelsat and ITSO, or whether one recognizes the need for some amendments through this working group. And then at some point over the next, couple of years or so, depending on the situation that is prevailing, ITSO and the new merged SES Intelsat may wish jointly to agree that there's need for some modification of the PSA, in which case then some specific areas of modification could be undertaken, of course, also following up on the discussions or agreements of the working group. That having been said, there's of course still the need to finalize the PSA that would need to be in place, that needs to be in place to be used if, for example, any orbital position were to become available for use other than for another operator other than Intelsat. Term of reference 5 identifies or is required to identify and make recommendations on the various issues that may arise in connection with specific decisions that could be undertaken by Intelsat or any other operator which have a direct impact on the common heritage, such as bankruptcy, mergers, change of ownership, and so on. We have had, of course, we have current experience under which there is a merger taking place, a merger or acquisition, depending on which legal term suits best the situation. And so the concern here is that AP41 working group should address ways in which ITSO can fully protect its interests in the event that this merger acquisition includes the assurances that any such activity will not weaken the company's obligation as set forth under the sub-agreement and PSA. And secondly, the AP working group should identify procedures and mechanisms that are necessary to ensure that in the event of a future bankruptcy, the sanctity of the PSA as an instrumentality of the sub-agreement is not adversely affected by actions of the company in bankruptcy or decisions of the bankruptcy court. And here, your colleagues, you recall, I think there were specific recommendations from previous work that this is an area, and even I discussed at the AP, it's an area where specific consultation and assistance by the US as the North Frank administration will be very important because, first of all, the bankruptcy court will be is resident in the US, and those actions will not just be undertaken without consultation with the US as a North Frank administration, as well as a party, rather. And then, additionally, to the extent that the provision of this information by Intelsat is not business sensitive and is publicly available, the working group one, AP41 working group, should address the need for further collaboration between the ITSO DG and the North Frank administrations on development of biannual reports to ITSO, which seeks to address a number of issues. Firstly, of course, the licensed satellite networks at each common position, the status of operational deployment of Intelsat satellites, the status of specific frequency assignments of Intelsat in each common heritage orbital location, frequency band, which is not in operation, and the risks of separation, the ITU MIFRE, connectivity provided to the ISO regions, calculating of which orbital position, identification of mechanisms to anticipate potential suspension, and potential separations of frequency assignment, and so on. So those are issues which were identified as areas where there may be need for further work by the working group and to address reports that come from the North Frank administrations. I want to thank the North Frank administrations for the diligence and the work which they have been putting in over the last several months. We have had a lot of what I would call improved mechanisms in terms of the reports being submitted. And so I want to thank Mr. Doug May and Mr. Callum Gray for the great work being done by the North Frank administrations. So, Chairman, it might be appropriate to stop there with those groupings first and have a discussion before we move to the second grouping. But I'm available. I mean, I would like to seek your guidance. Thank you.
Thank you very much, DG. Thank you for introducing the first grouping of the TORs, TORs 1, 3, and 5. So I think also that it might be better to stop here and open up discussion on the elements which have been provided to us by the DG. As he indicated, it's a kind of background about each of the topics and also identifying areas where we further work might be needed. So I would then open the floor if there are any question, comments, or suggestion in what's this input from the DG. So the floor is open. So I see a request from India, Mr. Rivati. Yes, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Very good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you, DG, for a detailed presentation. I just wanted to understand, I think maybe I was not there in the kickoff meeting. Later on, I joined. This AP41 has decided to have a working group to take forward this work already done by working group 1 and 2. Which has started work in the AP40. But as per the agenda, what I am seeing is this ad hoc working group. Are this working group is different from this ad hoc working group? Because I just want to understand that. Then I have some more comments to make on this proposal.
Thank you very much, India. So before giving the floor to the DG to respond, I would give the floor to Nigeria. You have the floor, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Depends on where you are. Extend my greetings to all. Yes, mine is to look at the document that DG has presented. First of all, I will applaud you for taking time to put up this document that will shape up the discussion. So in that regard, I try to look at the issues being raised and try to see that from the presentation, we will find out that we are futuristic. So I'll try to see how we can introduce some elements, which is editorial, to some of the sentences or clauses, so that we should look more futuristic because of what we have found ourselves in. So I think if the chairman will allow me, I will like to make some editorial change if that is okay with the meeting.
Thank you, Nigeria. Please provide your comment. Go through your different comments, then we would determine what we could do with the your suggestion.
So, okay, thank you. So, if you look at the first grouping under the TOR 1, 2, and 3, the summary has even it made us to understand that there is a futuristic combined issues, which is Intelsat, SES is trying to take over Intelsat. So that's something we have to look into. So in that regard, I'm trying to see that when we are looking at the TOR of TOR 1, under the terms of railway, consider the circumstances. When you look at the document under TRO3, you will see that you say you should establish a regular periodic meeting, ITSO Intelsat. I believe, since we know that other things may come up and we are preparing a document that will stand test of time, we should add clause after Intelsat, or there should be a word or any other operator which have a direct impact on the Commonwealth. I think that will help to guide, because from what we are looking at, if we mention Intelsat, it means if there is any other operator, which is SES, does it mean that it won't guide SES or any other operator in the future? I think these are some things I feel we should look at. So if we are in anywhere in the document that we are looking it so they are getting specific directive regarding Intelsat, we should add a clause that any other operator. I think that is my submission. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nigeria. So I would turn to the DG to provide maybe answer to the question from India's about clarifying the responsibility for these other groups, comparing to what was established during the previous study period. And with regard also to the proposal from Nigeria, maybe on this point, we might take care of the fact that the TORs, as now display on the screen, are those which have been approved by the AP. But of course, since we are going to develop a report with some recommendation, we can craft the language so that we can take into account any future consideration towards the evolution of the structure of Intelsat. DG, please.
Thank you, Chair. With regard to the question from Repathi, Delegate Repathi, I think we need to clarify here. Well, let me clarify that working groups AP4, working groups 1 and 2 form that AP40. Their work was completed at had completed, and so those working groups were dissolved, and then a new working group was established, which we are now talking about as AP41 working group, or rather ad hoc working group. Perhaps maybe it is in terms of the nomenclature we are using that we should agree on what we should call it going forward, so there is no confusion at all. And we can just call it AP41 working group, maybe. I don't know what members would like to see. Now, with respect to the comment by the delegate from Nigeria, yes, we've taken note, and in subsequent documents, we shall take into account the fact that these terms of reference are not necessarily tied just to Intelsat, but also to any other operator. Or even maybe not Intelsat per se, but the combined company, whether it will be called SES Intelsat or it is SES, whatever, the naming would have to be taken into account to ensure that there is clarity on what we are referring to. And thank you for the comment.
Thank you very much, DG. I will take another round of question or comments. Ms. Ribati, please.
Thank you, DG. Thank you, DG, for the clarification. I got a clear idea now. I think in that case, I feel we can call this as AP41 working group, this agenda and meeting, because I don't think we are not no more ad hoc. I think this is the group which will be tasked with these works. If my understanding is correct, I think I go with that AP41 working group nomenclature of this. Thank you.
Thank you very much, India. Yes, I think we could retain that to call this group AP41 working group. Is there any further request for the floor concerning the first grouping of TORs and the input from the DG, these areas? I see none.
Oh, sorry.
India?
Yeah. Sorry, Chair. Again, I'm taking because I had a first doubt. Now it is clarified. My next request is, can we go to the TOR? I think it is the 4 or 5 next TOR. Can you kindly go down? Yeah, please. Yeah, this is the one, TOR 5. There is a DG also explained now the reports coming from the notifying administration and satellite operator is really like little exhaustive and DHRV is more useful. I would like to have a, are they available to the members? If they are available, I just would like to have a copy of them to just understand the status of various frequency assignments and all. If it can be made available to us, we can just see the information. I think it will be useful for us to discuss further on this TOR 5. Thank you.
Thank you very much, India. DG?
Yes, Chair, we can make them available to the working group. These are reports which are submitted now. In the case of US as a notifying administration, they are now being submitted twice a year or 2 times a year. And I believe the same process is being followed or will be followed by UK as well. We can of course make them part of the input documents by the Director General to the working group meetings. I don't see a problem. But maybe Mr. Dagme or Mr. Callum Gray, did you have any specific concerns about the request?
US, please, Doc.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Mr. Masambo, I think this actually question is really just for you because, as you know, as we are modernizing and improving our processes and working with you, you are receiving the information. How you wish to distribute that to your membership is really in your hands. You, of course, receive at least 2 times a year the reports on the activities concerning the frequency assignments that were transferred to the United States. And you receive more frequent communications just in the interim, you know, of any activities that are happening. And of course, you provide all of those summary reports to the entire membership at every Assembly of Parties meeting. So what you wish to do in the intervening period really is a matter of your own resources and ability to share those. So I just wanted to answer with that response. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, US. So with that, do we have any further requests for the floor? If not, thank you. So let's move on to the second grouping of TORs, where we have TORs 2, 4, and 6. So I would call upon the DG to present his input on this area. DG, please.
Thank you, first US, for that acknowledgement. We'll make it some sort of an extra to whatever document we may have, relevant document when it comes to reports being submitted to the working groups. On the second grouping, terms of reference 2, 4, and 6, here I want to mention that the grouping is primarily concerned with issues arising with respect to proper protection of the party's common heritage going forward by Article 12C. And so term of reference 2 specifically mentions that taking into consideration recommendations of Working Group 1 and Working Group 2 approved by AP41, consider and make recommendations to enhance the collaboration between ITSO and the notifying administrations that supports the implementation of Article 12C of the ITSO agreement. Now, if you recall, of course, Article 12C has two main elements. One is that the party which has been selected to act as the notifying administration shall first authorize the use of such frequency assignment by the company so that the core principles may be fulfilled. And secondly, in the event that the company or any future entity waives such frequency assignments or uses them in ways other than those set forth in the agreement or declares bankruptcy, then the notifying administration shall authorize the use of such frequency assignments only by entities that have signed the public services agreement. Now, while other aspects of measures needed to safeguard have been addressed a number of times, for purposes of this term of reference too, the primary focus is on means for enhancing the collaboration between ITSO and the notifying administrations. And here, I want to recognize that progress has been made in this regard, although further attention is necessary to ensure that lines of communication which have been established remain open and that the information as required by ITSO is provided. You may recall that AP40 Working Group 2 had recommended that ITSO and the notifying administrations implement a closer alignment for accessing the information on the usage of the common heritage. And so that is something that is now being, you know, sort of enhanced. The current management of the ITSO's common heritage is conducted by notifying administrations acting based on actions based on ITU procedures. And so closer coordination between ITSO and the notifying administrations will be helpful in order to ensure or in order to anticipate potential changes in the regulatory procedures governing space services. Furthermore, in addition to requirements of 12C, there are a number of other requirements imposed on the notifying administrations in Article 12E of the ITSO agreement, which may, I think, require warrant further consideration by the working group. And we mentioned in this report specifically those requirements, annual reporting that has been talked about already. And then and number two, seeking views of the Director General on behalf of ITSO regarding actions which are required to implement the company's fulfillment of the core principles. Thirdly, working with the DG on behalf of ITSO on potential activities of the notifying administrations that could be to expand access to what you call lifeline countries. Fourthly, notifying and consulting with the Director General on IT satellite system coordinations that are undertaken on behalf of the company. And fifthly, consulting with ITU regarding satellite communication needs of lifeline users. A lot of this aspect is included within the strategic plan in terms of the actions that need to be done by ITSO. But I think what's important here also is to see how the working group could help in enhancing the implementation of these requirements of the notifying administrations. Term of reference four is required or sets out to assess the processes and mechanisms for the assignment and management of the common heritage, ensure its protection, and make appropriate recommendations for closer alignment between the work of its and the Ottoman administrations. This really speaks to the fact that annually we have a common heritage report, which is prepared by the ISO Secretariat. That includes all the details concerning the notifications made by the Norfolk administrations of the ITUBR. The current report includes information on the evolution of the heritage, common heritage since 2001. And this, of course, has happened. There's been a lot of evolution, specifically the frequency assignments and orbital positions. The data is obtained by the DG consulting the Norfolk administrations and, when necessary, the ITUBR. ITSO Secretariat also monitors the notifications made to the ITUBR, and in any case, in the case of any modifications which have been identified, such modifications are checked with the Norfolk administrations and ITUBR to ensure that nothing has been overlooked. One particular area to address with regard to the common heritage is available resources. It would be desirable to update the status of the resources as of today, noting that when transferring the common heritage to the company, many of the orbit spectrum resources were in the advanced publication or coordination procedures of the ITU, and some of them being further notified, while others did not complete such process. So here, what we are talking to is the need for us as ITSO to really delve back into various correspondences and ensure that the entire notification, the whole process has been properly and entirely updated. The other issue is that Working Group 2, when it was considering the mission of ITSO, it identified additional data which could be further added to the annual report to show other complementary aspects. And these are listed out here to include, for example, the level of utilization of each orbital position for each frequency band, the level of connectivity of each orbital position with more details to show the level of connectivity between its origins, the level of traffic and evolution of technology to identify the efficiency related to the utilization and the optimal use of the capacity, the development of systematic mechanisms for the reporting by national administrations and ISTOSAT, global coverage, service to lifeline connectivity customers, provision of non-discriminatory access to ISTOSAT system, and updates on frequency coordination processes. So those are the areas identified under term of reference four. Term of reference six talks of identification of circumstances under which the unused common heritage orbital positions could be suppressed and make recommendations for reassignment to other operators. So here we want to keep in mind the fact that the overall goal of global connectivity, the periodic reports from Intelsat and the Norfolk Administration should allow the Secretariat to assess the level of compliance of that objective. And here we also want to mention that when a given common heritage resource is at risk of being suspended or cancelled, this common heritage resource is which is crucial for the compliance of the global connectivity, a procedure should be implemented by the Norfolk administrations in cooperation with it. So to trigger excuse me. To trigger the possibility of for other satellite operators to operate to exploit such common heritage. And so really here it is talking about the processes that needs to be put in place. We all recognize that the Article 12C provides for it, but I think one thing which still needs to be refined is how, if a position became available, how would that be made? If a position was given up, how would we be able to make it available to another operator? That is a major challenge because it requires a lot of coordination between ITSO and the Norfolk administration. Of course, firstly ensuring that if it is being made available, it has to be made available in accordance with the domestic procedures of the Norfolk administration. And then secondly, when that is done, whoever gets nominated, whoever gets the opportunity to take it up as an operator, they would have to enter into a public service agreement with ITSO. So that coordination aspect between ITSO and the Norfolk administrations to ensure that the availability of such a position can actually be put to use is still a major challenge in terms of processes, procedures, and what needs to be put in place. Mr. Chairman, that's the grouping for terms of reference 2, 4, and 6. And again, I'll stop there so that if there are comments, reactions, we can have them from the working group.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, DG, and thank you for this detailed presentation on the background and also a possible area of work on the TORs 2, 4, and 6. So I will then open the floor if there are any comment, question, or clarification to solve on those three topics. So I see hand raised from Ms. Rivati from India. You have the floor, please.
Thank you, Chair. Sorry for taking the floor again. It's a very good presentation, DG, and with pointers, where is the further work there is still we need to do. Can you please go down to TOR4, please? Yeah. TOR4, can you please go down further? Screen down. Yes. Yes, please hold on here. Actually, I really appreciate this working group too. They have gone to little down, drill down, and they have given some recommendations. I think it is going up to whether the orbits are not only the common heritage orbits and what are the frequency assignments there, whether they are being used, how much frequency assignments are used, and for what PSA connectivity they have been used, and they also level of traffic and evolution of the technology. And I see it's a very good recommendations. Now, I want to understand from this, having already working group 2 recommended this, probably assembly of parties might have approved it. Now, this working group has to see how we are going to implement or we have to develop what form of reports we need to collect from the notifying administrations and further how to work with it. So, is it that gap we are seeing in this particular TOR? Once I got some information on this, then I have some comments on the TOR 6 also. Chair, I will stop here. I just want to hear from that on the TOR 4. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, India. DG?
I think what I can say is that, of course, the term of reference was approved by the AP. Which sets out the areas which need to be looked at in detail. Now, when it comes to the implementation, I think the issue of the level of detail of the reports, this is where we had various discussions with the notifying administrations as to what extent can this information be provided and of what value maybe would it be. And because this to put another way, there was a lot of discussion as to whether this level of detail was necessary or maybe available from the company. And what I see is that I think going forward for the group is to see to what extent, of course, these are top level, you know, sort of items. Wishes, but in terms of practicality, is it possible to have the information being provided? That's one concern. The second one, of course, was to again move sort of separate or the expectation is this information that the notifying administrations would, for example, be requiring of the company. Because as you know, as the regulators who are overseeing the licensing conditions, the question is whether within the licensing conditions in terms of reporting back from Intelsat to the notifying administrations, are they required to provide this kind of information? So the issue becomes one of how we get this information from the company to ITSO, whether it can be acquired through coordination with the notifying administrations, or whether direct submission by the company is the way to go. So there are those sorts of details, I think, which the working group would have to look at in more detail. But here, if I may ask Mr. Chairman, it would be helpful to get some comments maybe from the notifying administrations as to how they see this working. if possible.
Thank you very much, DG. So I think those are issues that we would going to deal with in details when we are going to work on the each of the specific items. So of course, what we plan to do for our future meeting is for each of the meeting to identify on which specific topics we can work on in order to develop the workable recommendation. So, but I don't know if the colleagues from the notifying administration are ready to provide any comments to that. But of course, we would have times during our future meetings to address those different topics in the, in details based on the input that would be submitted to our group and even the discussion that will happen during the meeting. So I see hand raised from Doug. You have the floor, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to take the floor to support the many concerns and issues that Mr. Masalvo has just raised, which makes some of these pretty challenging for us as a notifying administration to be able to provide that kind of information. These are really, you know, the service provider's level of detail. So just wanted to support Mr. Masalvo's intervention and note that there's a lot of issues here that would have to be worked through. And perhaps this working group can do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, US. India.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, DG, and thank you, Mr. Douglas, for giving the details. Yeah, I could get sense of it. I think we probably work on it in next meetings. Then coming to TOR6, as DG already explained, if a company or party like not interested to bring the satellite back, maybe after suspension or maybe some other reason, then the notifying administration will be in a position to offer that to another company which is interested and which will meet that PSA agreement also. And naturally, that other company will be following as per the domestic laws of the notifying administration, because the notifying administration is changing from one company to the other company. We will, I think, work on it. It is very interesting, TOR, because this is also very important so that we should be able to bring back those satellites into operation after suspension of because of some reason. Thank you, Chair. It's
Thank
only
you.
My comment.
Thank you. Your comments are always most welcome. Thank you for India. DG, would you like to react?
No, I think I appreciate the comments made, and of course, members may not be aware, but Ms. Rivathi is the member of the Radio Regulations Board. So, having present in this working group, it brings to us direct information in terms of expertise on what can happen and can't happen. So, we look forward to the continued working of the group on these aspects. So if there are no further comments, Mr. Chair, let me move on to the terms of reference 7, 8, and 9, which is the third group. Sorry.
Wait, did yes, before going to that, I think there was a hand raised from Uganda. George?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, good afternoon, members on the call. Chair, mine was to request just for clarification under TOR6. Rather, 5. Let's continue scrolling up. Scroll up. No. Up. Up. Just about there. The last bolded bullet that reads the level of traffic and evolution of the technology to identify the efficiency related to the utilization and optimal use of the capacity. Now, the next one, is it disjointed or jointed to this one? It seems not quite clear for me.
Thank you, Uganda. DG?
Sorry, I think there is some semicolon there which shouldn't be there. No, after againness, that shouldn't be there. Those That may be creating some confusion.
Okay, so thank you. So I think the DG would review that part to make sure that we keep some consistencies there.
Okay.
So thank you. So let's move then to the last grouping for TORs 7, 8, and 9. Then I will hand over to the DG to introduce his input on those areas. You have the floor, please, DG.
Thank you, Chair. The third grouping of the terms of reference 7, 8, and 9 deals with the specific challenges that may arise in circumstances in which actual suppression appears likely to occur, and the specific measures that would then be required in order to avoid loss of those filings, as well as, and also they also deal with the request that was submitted by parties in Region D, originally at AP40. And subsequently at AP41, that talk to assessing the feasibility of and or circumstances in which designation of additional non-Frank administration may be desired. So term of reference specifically recommends or is meant to provide for recommend mechanisms of transferring the non-exploited common heritage to another company that has undertaken to comply with the PSA obligations, taking into account the ITSO agreement. And he mentioned that in light of the recommendations of Term Reference 6 and having a clear list of common heritage resources which are used for the objective of global connectivity, those gaps of non-compliance against this common heritage objective should be identified and specific examination take place to assess whether such common heritage could be exploited by another company. And we mentioned to the scenario, we mentioned the scenarios that could happen. And we say, for example, the notifying administration establishes a national procedure to make available the resources to be exploited by other company working under the rules of the notifying administration. Another scenario could be the notifying administration declares no national feasibility to transfer such resources to any other company and agrees with another administration to permanently or temporarily allow such other administration to exploit such resources under the ultimate responsibility of the notifying administration, but with the common heritage being operationally exploited by another company, which will follow procedures established by another administration. The new company will need to sign a PSA with BITS, of course, reflecting the double responsibility of the operating administration and the notifying administration. And then the third scenario is where the procedure will not require such a formal identification of a new notifying administration to take unique responsibility over the new company without any control or intervention from the notifying administration. In terms of term of reference 8, the issue is to recommend mechanisms to fill gaps that could lead to replacement of suppressed common heritage filing by new filings from other administrations other than the notifying administration of the common heritage. And here, the overall purpose of term of reference 8 is to specifically address the question of the extent to which suppression of CH filings before the ITU would adversely affect Intelsat's ability to meet the core principles, and whether in such circumstances it would be possible to offset this impact by having an administration other than the notifying administration file for the suppressed frequency assignment. Specifically, the issue would be what measures would be appropriate for ITSO to undertake when suppressed common heritage filings occur in terms of having other administrations file for the common heritage resources and be prepared to make them available to ITSO. And we mentioned also that the possible scenarios which may necessitate consideration by ITSO include one, the company not being capable of exploiting the full potential of the common heritage due to economic, operational, or business environmental reasons. Secondly, the company having financial problems that do not permit it to utilize the common heritage, or the company entering into merger arrangements with another company with goals that are contrary to the objectives prescribed by the ITSO agreement. Term of reference 9 is to further consider and make recommendations on the proposal that was submitted by Region D to AP40 to have one notifying administration per region. The issue of identifying new neutral organizations had to some extent been considered within the two AP40 working groups. And while efforts could continue to assess the merits and the potential liabilities associated with designating additional neutral organizations, it may also be possible for AP41 working group to work towards identifying new neutral organizations from the viewpoint of backup neutral organizations, being prepared to assume the full responsibility of a neutral organization in addition to the current neutral organizations, or in substitution of one of the two in the future when the need arises. And here, the issue is that given the possibility that at a future point in time, any of the current neutral organizations may decide to not continue its or their role of neutral organizations. In such a case, having already identified a substitute neutral organization would avoid a period of uncertainty until a new neutral organization can be identified. And consequently, in order to speed up the work of identifying new neutral organizations, such identification should be assessed bearing in mind the scenario of withdrawal by any of the existing neutral organizations and the need for it to be prepared for such a scenario should it happen. We mentioned that at AP41, consideration was also given to a number of other recommendations, which had been submitted by the parties from Region D, but which were not specifically incorporated in any other terms of reference established for consideration by AP41 Working Group, but which AP41 left open to the AP41 Working Group to address to the extent that the Working Group deemed necessary. And our suggestion is that the most logical thing perhaps would be for those recommendations, to the extent the Working Groups they are necessary, Working Group believes they are necessary, should be addressed under term of reference 9. So those are the three terms of reference before you, Chair, and we can open it up for discussion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Didi. Thank you for this very insightful presentation on the TOR 7, 8 and 9. So I would then open the floor if there are any common question or clarification regarding the elements on the TORs 2, 7, 8 and 9. I don't see any hand raised, so that means that people are satisfied with what has been provided by the DG. So, if this is the case, I will once more thank the DG and his team for the great work which has been done to provide us with those background information. I'm pretty sure that it would help everyone here to have a better understanding on the different issues around each of the TORs. And it would also help us to have more meaningful contribution for our future meeting, especially for each of the area. I just want to recall that the outcome from our group will be a comprehensive report that should be submitted to AP41 with, I will say, workable recommendation and to address the main issues which have been highlighted in this document. Nigeria, please, Mr. Adiga.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, once more. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, DJ, for job well done. Just clarification, because when you are trying to highlight the terms of reference in 9, I was just trying to think, just for clarification, to know the alternative notifying administrations. How will they be recognized by ITU? Will they be registered by ITU? Because such thing was not captured. So I just want to know how it will be recognized if presently any of the two decide to relinquish their position, and take into account that these are representing of administrations that have defiled this common heritage. So if the alternative, how will they be recognized? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nigeria. So I think for the time being, we are just looking at issues within itself. When it comes to issues related to the ITU, we have in ITU rules which are governing such processes. But currently, it's still an issue within the ITSO. How going forward we are seeing and we are developing the options. So I think what the DG has suggested in this paper is just, I will say, food for thoughts in our groups to see how the issue or the question which has been raised by the parties in Region D could be handled. But we'll leave the DG maybe to react to your point. DG, please.
Thank you, Chair. I think, as you said, the summary for it is food for thought, in the sense that there's still quite a lot of work to be done. First of all, internally within it, so the working group and the AP and so on, to agree on what exactly do you want before you even start moving out to see the process that will need to be undertaken at the ITU. I think what if you're talking about the notifying administrations, one of the things is sort of futuristic, being anticipatory in the event that should ever such a situation arise, you don't want to start the process at that time. That's why the ideas, I think, are being brought out at this time, so that the discussion, because it can be a very lengthy one, can be, I mean, probably you'd even have to call an extraordinary AP, I don't know. But the issues are deep. And I think in terms of the discussion at the working group, you'd have to look into all the implications before you make whatever final recommendation that gets to be approved by the AP and the subsequent processes. So I would say it's food for thought, complicated term of reference, a lot of work needs to be done. Yeah, beyond that, I don't know. Maybe here, since we haven't had a chance to have a commentary or input from the other colleagues on the team, Renata, Mori, and Julian, they might, in their own expertise, want to add something else, Chair, if you would allow.
Thank you. Thank you, DG. Yes, of course, the floor is open to anyone who would like to contribute or to provide more insights on the different issues. India, Ms. Ribati.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the good question raised by Nigeria. But I think DG has done, though he has given food for thought, I think he is trying to see the last paragraph. He want to leave that notifying administration is still responsible, and the word used is operating administration. I think in the ITU, there is an associate administration. Like notifying administration is main responsible, but another administration as associate administration, they can do that. Probably, that's what I was thinking when I have seen this text. There is a possibility. I think we can work around it, how we can do it. We can see completely the rules of procedure, and there are some not common heritage filings. There are other filings also. They have done like this. A notifying administration is the main administration responsible. There will be an associate administration. They also can be attached to that. Probably we can think of, I think there will be some options will emerge based on further discussions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Ribetti. Of course, your expertise will be really helpful in the discussion in this group. Thank you for making yourself available to attend our discussion. Any further requests for the floor? I see none. So thank you very much, DG, for this document. So I think With this paper, we are almost well equipped with the different issues around each of the TORs. Now, I think in our future meeting, we would be able to use this as a baseline, and it could be also completed with other inputs from the members or add additional information that could be provided by the secretariat. And for sure, all the coordinators and vice coordinators now, they have with this paper a kind of, I would say, guidance and what are the expectation with regards to what should be provided as output from our working group to AP 41. And for the next steps, what we are thinking of is for each of our future meeting identify the specific topics where we are going to work on. But of course, my intention will be to have a kind of management team meetings with the leadership of this other group to try to identify the topics which will be, I will say, which are much more straightforward to start with them before going to other issues which might be a little bit complex or which might need more time to be addressed. So that is my plan, but I would leave also to the DG if he has other advice with regards to our next steps for our work. DG?
Thank you, Chair. Indeed, you address a very important item in terms of what are next steps. Our thinking from the Secretariat was that, for example, it might be easier to start with looking at terms of reference 1, 3, and 5, which are pretty well established in terms of documentation and discussion, that those, the focus of the working group could be on those terms of reference for the next meeting of May. And in that case, what would then happen is that from Secretariat to develop a background document, as we have done in the past, we would also expect that parties within the working group could input working documents as contributions. In the absence of those, of course, the coordinator for the terms of reference would be expected to have also a contribution. So that would start in a sort of pivot the work for the next meeting, to sort of so in other words, since you don't have too many meetings before the IAC, actually, you know, when you start looking at the timetable, you find that the the time you have is not too much. So you may want to consider doing term of reference 1, 3, and 5 for the next meet for the May meeting, and then term of references 2, 4, and 6 for the June meeting. And then terms of reference 7, 8, and 9 for the meeting in September. Obviously, then what means that if you spell it out that way, when you prepare for the next meeting of the working group, there should be sufficient detail for you to more or less arrive at what could be working potential recommendations to the IAC consideration for IAC consideration. But just to sort of highlight what could happen for the next meeting.
Thank you very much, DG. So, provisionally, we can retain that for our next meeting. We can specifically address the TORs 1, 3, and 5. That will be for our next meeting in May. In June, we can look at TORs 2, 4, and 6, and September, TOR 7, 8. And 9, but of course, we would review all this, as I said, during a management team that I will convene maybe a few days after this meeting, so that to allow a conversation between the leadership, you know, that to see how we can fine-tune our work program. Any further comment? If none, thank you. So we'll move to the next item on our agenda, which is item six, a presentation of submitted contribution. I think the secretariat would confirm we did not receive formal input for this meeting from members. I think that's the case. Renata?
Yes, that's the case, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. We expect that since we have already a good background document which has been provided by the DG, for sure, I'm sure that it would foster contribution inputs for our next meeting in the different topics. So let's move on to item seven. Any other business? France, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. You can hear me?
Loud and clear, please proceed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Abdulrahman. Any other business? I would like to thank the DG for this very detailed contribution. I think it will help us to develop, I would say, the future contribution for the different dedicated groups that you just announced. My question was more, I think we agreed that some information may be published on the website of the ITSO. I would say it's information related to the license delivered to Intelsat. So I would like to know from the DG or the secretariat when it is planned, I would say, to make this information available on the website. I think it was one of the recommendation of the we developed last year. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Franz. DG?
Thank you, Chair. I must apologize. We are aware of the need for having this linked to the website. Let me revert back after this meeting to consult with the notifying administrations first. I think the idea was to put on the website the license. The license. I'm not. Let me step back. So Jack, can I offline discuss with our colleague first before I can respond to this? But in other words, my plan is to provide the information that was agreed to put on the website. But let me consult with France in terms of the level of detail after this meeting first, if you don't mind.
Thank you, DG. Yes, I think that is possible. I think the guidance was to provide through the website of ITSO the link where the current license, the actual license for the of Intelsat, which those license which are related to the common heritage. Should be accessible through the website of the ITSO also. I think that was the idea behind, but of course, I know that in terms of details, that is something that could be handled, discussed with France and handled technically with the tech team in charge of that. But if my recollection is correct, the idea was to provide the link through the ITSO website to the actual license for Intelsat, the license which are related to the common heritage. France, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Of course, no difficulty to exchange with the DG on this. Just to remind, I think the exact what was exactly expected is very well described, I would say, in the documents of the last AP. This is not web links that we want to see on this in this case. This is exactly the documents, I would say. More or less, it's for anyone who is interested into the administrative part of those things. I remember that in some of those TOR of the groups, we are discussing about, for example, changing the license operator for some of the filings. And of course, technically, this is something that is maybe feasible, but for the administrative process and to be sure what is the national process that would be used, we also need to understand, for example, which company has obtained a license. And this was the reason to help, I would say, participants of the working groups not to lose too much time, because I think it took some time to access this information, and rambling is not enough. So the idea is that this information is very well available on the protected on the website of the ITSO, so that participants of the working group will save some time to access the information, and they would be able, I would say, to see who was the licensee, which company, how many companies. This was for me a question in the past. Is there one company that is the owner of the license, or is there different companies? Comparing the one for the UK, the one for the USA. So, Mr. Chairman, this is more or less, I would say, the scope that was behind, I would say, this request, this recommendation. This is to help anyone who's starting the work on those working groups, or wanted to be engaged into those working groups, to easily find, I would say, the basic informations about this administrative process. But anyway, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. And of course, for our Director General, no issue if we need to clearly identify those documents. Maybe Mr. Mechanic also could help on this, because I would say I remember he was very helpful when we discussed in Working Group 1 last time the exact element we want to see about those authorization. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Franz, and thank you also for recalling what was the outcome of the AP on this issue. And I'm quite sure that the Secretariat would do the necessary arrangements so that the information will be available in on the ITSO website, and also the information will be comprehensive and easy to understand, understandable for everyone. So thank you for that. Any further requests on the AOB? Renata, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I would like to talk to you briefly about the dates of next meetings. I have received some requests to change the date of the November meeting. So I wanted to check with the group if it's okay for the group to change from November 4th to November 5th. So that would be a Wednesday instead of Tuesday. If there is no objection, we will do that.
I see no objection.
Thank you very much. And also, I would like to provisionally share with the members of the group the tentative dates for the ITSO Advisory Committee meeting, the IAC 26. Those dates will be finalized soon, but they are now our provisional dates. For IAC 26, the meeting should take place in Washington, D.C. on the March 26 to March 27. For those who usually attend the Satellite Week, that's the Thursday and Friday of the Satellite Week meeting to facilitate with travel. And also, as the chairman of AP was mentioning, it's a beautiful time with cherry blossom starting. So it should be interesting for those traveling to come. And also, the potential dates for the AP 42, the dates are scheduled now to be from September 30 to October 2nd. 2026. So in 2026, we are going to have two meetings, the meeting of the IAC, again on March 26 to 27, and the meeting of the AP on September 30th to October 2nd. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Renata. Nigeria, Ms. Adiga, Mr. Adiga.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry, I couldn't be as I'm too taking the floor, but thank you for giving the privilege of taking the floor. So regarding the date of May, I just try to recall that Working Party 4 will be ending their meeting, I think close to that time, and some of us that we are attending such meeting, flying all the way back and attending this meeting on the 20th, I think it will actually be, I don't think we'll be more productive. So I just want to grave the dungeons if the meeting will agree that the date should be moved forward so that enable us to participate effectively. If that will be okay, I think I appreciate if the date should be moved forward. Then the 20th will be too close, the end of Working Party 4 A meeting, which is the last meeting of Working Party 4 of ITU. If the meeting will oblige, I think I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nigeria. So, what is your suggestion for a tentative date if we have to move?
So maybe we can take the other week of 27, if that will be fine. I think so that we have 1 week to actually prepare for the meeting. If that will be fine.
Thank you, Nigeria. So the suggestion from Nigeria is that we delay by 1 week the date for the next meeting, meaning the suggestion is to move it to the 27th of May. Amar.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I took some time, and maybe this is just to complete my answer for the previous question. Just want to indicate to Secretariat that the information we want to see on the website of the ITSO, you can find them in document 8 of AP 41 at the end of the section 6. There is a very detailed, I would say, description of the information that are expected to be seen. Just to help. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Amar. So, I don't know the secretariat. What do you think of the proposal from Nigeria to move the date of our next meeting from the 20th of May to the 27th of May?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the quickest concern would be that, of course, are you going to move Working Group Meeting 3 also from June 24th forward? Otherwise, it's going to be a very close period in between the two meetings. I don't know.
I think since the regarding us to our work program, we have suggested that the meeting in May will focus on TORs 1, 3, and 5, and the meeting that will follow that one will focus on the TORs 2, 4, and 6. So it means that in terms of the contents, we are possibly going to deal with different issues. So I don't think it will be really a challenge to have those meetings to be held in the, I would say, a period of less than 1 month. Mine was just to take into account the point which has been made by Nigeria with the fact that the current day might be clashing with the meeting of Study Group 4 in ITUR, where we have most of the satellite experts attending that gathering.
From the secretariat point of view, I think we don't have a problem with that shift.
Okay, thank you. So, could we agree to have our next meeting on the 27th of May? It seems to be okay. So, thank you all. Thank you for your support. So, our next meeting will be on the 27th of May. So, now, if there is no more request for the floor, we are getting to our closing remarks. I would maybe request the DG if he has some closing remarks.
Thank you, Chair. Just really, just as usual, to thank you all. Thank membership for excellent participation in this working group call, and to encourage working group members to submit contributions to the meetings, because this is the best time that we can be able to delve into the details and recommend to the Assembly specific actions for the future. So we look forward to healthy contributions. Thank you.
Thank you, DG. Thank you. I would also echo what has been just said by the DG by thanking all of you for taking your time to attend this meeting. I would also thank very much the DG and the secretariat and all the members of the support team of ITSO. This meeting was really productive with the input which has been submitted. It has provided us I would say, clear understanding of what is expected from our work. And I really urge the members to provide to submit inputs with regard to the different topics, having taken into consideration what has been suggested by the DG. But of course, there might be other aspects or other elements that could be added to that, so that we can improve our deliverables on those topics. So please feel free to develop your own inputs on those topics. As we have agreed, our next meeting will be on the 27th of May. The focus will be on the TORs 1, 3, and 5. It will be very useful and helpful for the members to send their input as early as possible so that they could be circulated. As part of the working method that we have agreed during the kickoff meetings, we have requested the members to send their inputs to the secretariat so that it will be made posted on the website and made available to all the members. And of course, as indicated by the DG, also the secretariat will develop further elements that would help the work of the different groups which have been established to progress the different TORs. Further on, for the members of the management team, you would receive a communication from the secretariat about one of a management team meeting, and just for us to look at some specific details on how we can improve or fine-tune the organization of our work to make sure that we are able to deliver on time, noting that the time constraint we have and the extensive work that we have to carry out. So thank you all. With that, the meeting is closed. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.